Welcome to Unijena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. My name is Laura Kaden. I work in the Department for International Students, and today I am not in the studio because it's the start of the semester and the welcome days and the welcome café are taking place. And that is where I want to collect some impressions today. I am already in the International Center, the so-called house on the wall here in Jena. When you follow the direction signs, you get to the Skylight Hall on the first floor. It's a room with big windows in the roof. There are couches, tables, coffee and other drinks. Everything is nicely decorated. It's already a little crowded, people are talking and getting more and more because soon the input is going to start. So let's get into and talk to some new students of the University of Jena.
My name is Veronika.
Hi.
I'm going to study German as a foreign language, and I'm looking forward to these studies. I'm from Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. I study German at my home university.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Amin. My last name is Shamsiz Odegan, but everybody calls me Amin because my last name is too long. I'm from Iran, from south of Iran. It's Bandar Abbas, a seaside town next to Persian Gulf, and we have lovely beaches and beautiful islands back there. Yeah. I am in Jena, Germany, to study my master in the field of American linguistics, culture, American culture and language. So, linguistic course, mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm so blessed to meet you and the other friends here.
Okay, so I am Samir Khatri. I am studying a master's program here in FSU, and it's been more than a year now. And this place which you are looking here is like House of the Moor, where a lot of international events takes place actually. I'm also volunteering for one of a cultural project from Studio Rundenburg, which is Cafe International. So there we actually give and we plan events where we make people introduced to different cultures, different countries, their cuisines, or like a lot of events. And it's quite fun because after the presentations, there are like people and then they meet and then they talk and there's a lot of exchange of information. We make new friends. And I think it's really nice because it's a very student-friendly city here.
Nice, I will totally link that in the show notes, the Cafe International. How long are you in Jena and what was your first impression?
I'm in Jena since last week. And my first impression was that Jena is a very beautiful city, has much nature and mountains, and very friendly city also, very friendly people, they are smiling, and they're, I would say, positive, with positive mind, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I made it here a couple of days ago. My first impression was the beauty of this city. And the nature it offers, I could see trees, rivers, lots of sport facilities, and you know, it resembles some northern part of my own country, which is the town. The houses are so beautifully built, and there are trees, mountains, and rivers. Compared the opposite of the place I come from, which is close to the sea, is a seaside town. But it is a lovely place, and I really felt great to be here.
I am in Jena since October 2022. Of course, like the first few months were like a bit hard to acclimatize here because it's a new place. In fact, it's a new continent. But yeah, it's very natural. I come from like a big city, but then over the course of time, you also realize that even small cities have a lot to offer. It's like now it's more like when you just go out and you definitely see, like, because Jena is so small and you definitely see someone who knows you and then you just give a hi, and like it's really a different experience altogether.
Is it your first time at the Welcome Cafe?
No, I was here twice. Last week I was here on Tuesday. And there was a workshop about timetabling and Fridolin, and I got so many important informations, how to register to Fridolin, how to rewrite myself for exams and this stuff. Yeah, and second time was Thursday, and there was a workshop about health, about how to first steps, how to register to the doctors and practical doctors and these things. Yeah,
it was okay, the first time, and I came for a help, and two really nice friends really assisted me.
So first of all, you can compete in for cafe, which I guess you guys already know, because you're here. However, we have Info Cafe every day of the week, when there's no holidays, until Friday. So we have today, tomorrow, and Thursday and Friday.
How do you like it at the Welcome Cafe?
Well, there is a high spirit. Everybody is so helpful. And I guess I like the chemistry here. I like the energy that people offer. When I stepped in, I was actually worried about the process of my enrollment, but I really feel better now. So people are so assistant and so helpful here, and this is great. This is amazing.
It's really nice, welcoming, and colorful, because right at the corner you see like a nice map, which is like a really good concept, where students from different nationalities, they can just take a pin and then they can just pinpoint their country from where they hail from, and then it's really good to know, because you can also map, okay, you have the presence of this regions over here, and it's like a mini globalization here. It's really good, and it's also like this place has now been like very familiar. House of the Moor is like
international center of the city.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, now I'm talking to Dara. He is part of the team who is organizing the Welcome Cafe this year. Would you tell us what exactly is the Welcome Cafe?
So we are a place for new international students in Jena to come. And basically, if you imagine you're a new student in Jena from abroad, you have so many questions. You're in a completely new environment. So you can come to us, you can sit down, meet new people in a very relaxing atmosphere, have a cup of coffee, a couple of biscuits, some gummy bears, and yeah, you can get the information in a very relaxed way.
Mm-hmm. And how many students are taking part in it? How many people are coming?
So my rough estimation is about 15 people per day.
And what are the most common problems or questions they're coming with?
So the most common question is generally to do with the enrollment or matriculation. So for international students, especially those from outside the EU, they really have to go through a lot of steps in order to be fully enrolled in the university. And that gets confusing very quickly. So yeah, they're really the most common questions have to do with the enrollment, and we know everything already, so we have all the information, we can give it to them. Yeah.
And how do you personally like to be active here at the Welcome Cafe?
You know, I love it. I mean, I was in the same boat 3 years ago. I landed in Jena. I was completely new environment, new country, new language. And I noticed really how so many people helped me. Just, you know, you rely on the kindness of strangers. And yeah, I want to give back. I want to make sure that everyone gets the same experience.
Great. So you would recommend to go and visit the Info Cafe, right?
Definitely, for sure, because especially for like the new students, it's really something to explore or just to know a bit more about the city or how things work or just to have some fun, relaxing time, InfoCafe is really a good thing.